Meeting title, 72nd AGM meeting. Date, August 30, 2025 Saturday. Time, 2:00 PM 4:30 PM. Venue, SAVH Multipurpose Hall. Members present. 1. Dr. Chan Choi Mun, President, 71st EXCO. 32. Mr. So Keng He. 2. Mr. Lionel Lim, VP, 71st EXCO. 33. Mr. Yeo Leongthong Richard. 3. Mr. Danny Chia, Hon Secretary, 71st EXCO. 34. Ms. Lim Yu Gek. 4. Mr. William Ku, Assistant Treasurer, 71st EXCO. 35. Ms. Lo Su Ping, June. 5. Mr. Michael Tan, EXCO Member, 71st EXCO. 36. Mr. Mayapan Muthalagu. 6. Mr. John Sito, EXCO Member, 71st EXCO. 37. Mr. Eng Ahok Daniel. 7. Mr. Mansur Ali, EXCO Member, 71st EXCO. 38. Mr. George Yeo Boonji. 8. Mr. John Vignesh, EXCO Member, 71st EXCO. 39. Mr. Anthony Peter. 9. Ms. Serena Low, EXCO Member, 71st EXCO. 40. Mr. Subramaniam S/O Aritha. 10. Mr. Joshua Tseng, Acting ED. 41. Mr. To Ahok at To Segu. 11. Mr. Derek Ong Chi Beng. 42. Mr. Tan Edward. 12. Mr. Liu Xian Fat Freddy. 43. Mr. Charles Gokao. 13. Mr. Rajkumar S/Omuthukumar. 44. Mr. Fun Seal Fon. 14. Ms. Sharifa Rehman Nafisa. 45. Mr. Koh Bengchu. 15. Mr. Hokam Kun. 46. Mr. Li Yuki Ronald. 16. Mr. Liang Xin Lung. 47. Mr. Leonard Lim Peng Hor. 17. Mr. Lim Kwang Keat. 48. Mr. Lim Kim Chong. 18. Ms. Lim Ting Ting Lynette. 49. Mr. Lim Tek Beng, Edmund. 19. Ms. Valerie Jagger. 50. Mr. Lim Tzu Singh. 20. Mr. Chan Wen Ji. 51. Mr. Eng Po Lin. 21. Ms. Kek Pek Ji Peggy. 52. Mr. Nu Hok Eng, William. 22. Dr. Anthony Eng Wei Yu. 53. Mr. Zakaria Bin Maud Yadim. 23. Mr. Anand Arjun Sachdev. 54. Mr. Zamri Bin Abdul Karim. 24. Mr. Brandon Chan Hian Kun. 55. Ms. Ang Kim Hong. 25. Mr. Xiang Su Kun, James. 56. Ms. Chua Li Ju. 26. Mr. Fang Soon Chir. 57. Ms. Chua Su Kyo. 27. Ms. Ong Po Po. 58. Ms. Kwang Su Lai. 28. Ms. Ong Jiok Hong. 59. Ms. Sharifa Talha. 29. Mr. Tang Chan Ming. 60. Ms. Tan Kar Pui. 30. Mr. Ong Ji Beng Gordon. 61. Madam Go Lee Sim. 31. Madam Wang Kengli Doreen. S/N minutes of meeting action. 1. Introductions. The meeting began with introductions of the 71st EXCO members by the Acting Executive Director, Mr. Joshua Tseng. The SAVH President of the 71st EXCO, Dr. Chan Choi Mun, gave the following AGM opening speech. Good afternoon. I'm extremely honored to welcome each and every one of you to our 72nd AGM event. Thank you all for your time coming down to SAHV today. I want to say that we have had quite a few achievements last year, all of which have been recorded in our annual report, a copy of which has been sent to each member every year. I would like to thank everyone, the staff, the EXCO members and volunteers and supporters, every single one of you for your deep commitment to SAVH. I acknowledge that the past year has not been a particularly easy one. But we have more than 7 decades of presence here, and that is no small feat. I'm very confident that we'll continue to persevere, so I hope everyone will work together to continue the good work of SAVH. With that, I will hand over to Boonhai to continue the meeting. The Corporate Governance Manager, Mr. Hao Boonhai, conducted the roll call to confirm the attendance list. The number of members present was 61. In accordance with Article 7.1(b) of the Constitution, a quorum was achieved, and the AGM was duly convened. Boonhai, read out the housekeeping rules and agenda. 2. Confirmation of 71st AGM meeting minutes. There were no objections and the 71st AGM meeting minutes were confirmed. Proposer, Anthony Peter. Seconder, John Vignesh. 3. Matters arising. There was one matter arising from the 71st AGM, relating to the confidentiality of the voting process. This matter was addressed in Agenda Item 7, where the new confidential voting process was explained before the start of the election. 4. To receive, consider, and adopt the annual report 2024/2025 and the audited financial statements for the period April 1, 2024 to March 31, 2025. There were no objections to receive, consider, and adopt the annual report 2024/2025 and the audited financial statements for the period April 1, 2024 to March 31, 2025. Proposer, Zakaria bin Maud Yadim. Seconder, Yeo Leong Thong Richard. 5. Reappointment of auditors. There were no objections to reappoint UHY Lee Seng Chan and Co. as SAVH's auditor. Proposer, Edward Tan. Seconder, John Sito. 6. Election of Executive Committee members. There were 7 VH vacancies available but only 5 VH nominees. As the number of VH nominees did not exceed the number of VH vacancies, there was a walkover and all 5 VH nominees are now the 72nd Executive Committee members. Congratulations to S/NVH nominee name proposer seconder. 1. Mr. Danny Chia Chun Guan, Mr. John Sito Soon Mun, Mr. William Koo. 2. Mr. Lionel Lim Jun Ji, Mr. Joshua Tseng, Mr. Michael Tan Si Hai. 3. Mr. Mansur Ali, Mr. Lionel Lim Jun Ji, Mr. Michael Tan Si Hai. 4. Mr. Rajkumar, Mr. Michael Tan Si Hai, Ms. Carolyn To Ling Ling. 5. Ms. Serena Lo So Kwan, Mr. William Koo, Mr. John Sito Soon Mun. Article 6.1 of the Constitution states that the number of VH members is a simple majority of the number of cited members. Mr. Michael Tan is already a cited EXCO member in his second year term. Therefore, there are 3 vacancies for cited members. Since there are 8 cited nominees contesting for these 3 vacancies, there will be an election. The 8 cited nominees in alphabetical order of their names were S/N cited nominee name proposer seconder. 1. Ms. Ann Go Cheng Cheng, Mr. Liang Xin Lung, Mr. Derek Ong Chi Beng. 2. Mr. Derek Ong Chi Beng, Ms. Ann Go Cheng Cheng, Mr. Liang Xin Lung. 3. Mr. Freddie Liu Xian Fat, Mr. Lionel Lim Jun Ji, Mr. Michael Tan Si Hai. 4. Mr. Ho Kam Kun, Mr. Brandon Chan Hian Kun, Mr. Gordon Ong Ji Beng. 5. Mr. John Sito Soon Mun, Mr. William Koo, Dr. Chan Choi Mun. 6. Mr. Liang Xin Lung, Mr. Derek Ong Chi Beng, Ms. An Go Cheng Cheng. 7. Mr. Lim Kwong Keat, Mr. Brandon Chan Hien Kun, Mr. Gordon Ong Ji Beng. 8. Mr. William Ku, Dr. Chan Choi Mun, Mr. John C. To Soon Mun. The cited nominees were invited to speak for up to 3 minutes each. 6.1. Boon Hai informed the meeting that Ms. An Go Cheng Cheng called him earlier to say that she cannot make it for the AGM. 6.2. Mr. Derek Ong shared his experience as president of the 68th and 70th Executive Committees. He highlighted his role in bringing Lighthouse School back into SAVH. He spoke about relations between staff and EXCO and expressed his commitment to contributing to SAVH's continued development. 6.3. Mr. Freddie Liu said that his work involved policies regarding manpower and HR and working with union. Before he worked in MAS, he was head of HR for a big company. He is part of HR subcommittee, he feels that they settled a lot of HR matters and have good relationships with the union. He shared that his personal experience with visual impairment motivated him to volunteer with SAVH and contribute meaningfully to its work. 6.4. Mr. Ho Kam Kun is 75 years old this year. He can still see with one eye and the other eye is hazy. He calls for more advocacy to be done in our society. He feels that because of their visual impairment, VIS are not able to get the jobs that they want to and more could be done in this area. He works with Shaw Foundation to teach elderly how to age successfully in ACCS. He feels that we need to create more awareness in society so that VIS are not marginalized and can be useful members in society. 6.5. Mr. John C. To shared that he currently chairs the Social Enterprise Development, SED, and is also a member of the Finance Subcommittees. He has more than 45 years of experience working in the disability sector, which he described as a source of motivation and purpose. He owns Singapore's first inclusive gym, which serves persons with disabilities, including visually impaired individuals. He spoke about the importance of employment for visually impaired persons and his intention to support initiatives that better prepare them for work, including the potential establishment of a training institute and collaboration with employers to support workplace integration. Drawing from his experience employing a partially visually impaired individual at his gym, he highlighted the practical challenges faced by visually impaired persons in employment. He also expressed his hope that SAVH would become a more vibrant community by offering weekend activities to better support working visually impaired members. 6.6. Mr. Liang Xinglong shared that he previously served as honorary secretary for 2 years alongside Mr. Derek Ong and Mr. Michael Tan. During his tenure, he was involved in addressing various operational and governance challenges and contributed to SAVH's IPC status extension for a 2-year period. He highlighted the importance of maintaining IPC status and sustaining donor support. He also shared that he has experience in compliance and government-related matters, which he believes would be a key strength he could contribute to the executive committee. 6.7. Mr. Lim Kwong Keat shared that he previously served in the Singapore Armed Forces and, in recent years, has worked with charities supporting families and children living in rental flats. He noted that he had transitioned from being a staff member to a volunteer, which allowed him to contribute more time to SAVH. He highlighted his involvement in organizing a duck tours activity for visually impaired members 2 years ago and expressed his belief in fostering meaningful and enjoyable engagement in the social service sector. He emphasized the importance of service and commitment in contributing to SAVH's mission. 6.8. Mr. William Ku, 51, shared that he has experience in the finance and banking industry. He is currently a lecturer at Singapore Management University. He disclosed that he was previously diagnosed with glaucoma and had volunteered with SAVH to support visually impaired members. He joined the executive committee 3 years ago and previously chaired the fundraising and social enterprise subcommittee, during which more than $1 million was raised. In the current term, he chaired the finance subcommittee, which included oversight of investment matters. He also contributed to the drafting of 4 key policies and the review of existing policies, and supported the work of the fundraising and ESG subcommittees. He expressed his intention to continue fundraising efforts and to expand activities for visually impaired members, bringing such activities closer to their homes. 7. A. New confidential voting process. Before the commencement of the election, Mr. Hao Bunhai explained the new confidential voting process and voting instructions as follows. 1. Each member would be issued one envelope and 8 voting cards numbered from 1 to 8. The voting cards are printed, embossed, and in Braille. 2. For visually impaired, VI, members, staff would assist with the collection of their voting cards and will accompany the VI to any of the 4 available voting stations. 3. The names of the 8 cited nominees will be announced repeatedly throughout the voting process, and a sample announcement will be played. 4. Members will be allowed to place up to 3 voting cards into the envelope. Any envelope containing more than 3 cards would result in the vote being disqualified. 5. Members will insert the envelope containing their selected voting cards into the voting box marked with a tick, which is embossed and in Braille. 6. All unused voting cards will be placed into the box marked with a cross, which is also embossed and in Braille. 7. A nominee name list in Braille will be available on the voting table. 8. In the event of a tie, a second round of voting will be conducted. 9. After voting, staff will assist members to exit the hall and wait at the lunch area or proceed for a restroom break. 10. Upon completion of voting by all members, the vote counting team will adjourn to the stylus room to count the votes. 2 sighted members from the floor will be invited to observe the counting process, which is expected to take approximately 20 minutes. 11. After the voting results are finalized, staff will assist all 6 members back to the hall. B. Results of election. Ms. Peggy Keck and Mr. Peter Anthony volunteered as vote counting observers. A total of 60 members cast their votes, and the election's results were as follows. 1. Ms. Ann Go Cheng Cheng, 11 votes. 2. Mr. Derek Ong Chi Beng, 8 votes. 3. Mr. Freddie Liu Xian Fat, 24 votes. 4. Mr. Ho Kam Kun, 21 votes. 5. Mr. John C. To Soon Mun, 34 votes. 6. Mr. Liang Xinglong, 8 votes. 7. Mr. Lim Kwang Keat, 28 votes. 8. Mr. William Koo, 31 votes. The 3 members elected were Mr. John C. To, Mr. William Koo and Mr. Lim Kwang Keat. 8. AGM end. The AGM concluded at 4:30 p.m. as no questions were submitted before the AGM. This was followed by a photograph-taking session of the newly elected executive committee members. All participants returned their number tags and collected a goodie bag. Recorded by Ms. Cheryl Yeo/Mr. Hao Bunhai. Vetted by Mr. Danny Chia, Han Secretary 72nd Exco. Approved by Mr. John C. To, President 72nd Exco. Date: 30 September 2025.